Mitchell, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I don't know, you're making me laugh this morning. We were just talking about time off air.
And Easter. It will be Easter.
But we'll realise by the time this comes out, it might have been and gone. But yeah. Did you have a lovely Easter?
Sure I did.
Did you have a lovely Easter? Yeah.
I'm hoping so.
I ate all the chocolate. I've definitely will have had 2 weeks off. And I think I'm ready for a break, you know.
Ours will be over by the time this goes out. So I feel that I should have done more. I should have booked a holiday, but till we get this thing sorted, I'm going nowhere. So yeah, definitely need some heat. It's that time of year for me.
It did cross my mind to book a cheap little, because we usually do go away at Easter. Yeah, but Alex is vetoing the whole idea of going.
Is he up to exam level though? Because our Olivia's doing her exams, so Hannah's going away.
The same age. Olivia's the same age.
Yeah, she's starting her GCSEs.
Well, he's got one. He's got an RE GCSE because they do it a year early. Do you mean like assessments, like for the drama and dance and things like that? Because I know some of coursework.
Wales do it differently, apparently.
Sometimes you do have assessments in year 10. But so I don't think we are. But Andy's got a week off, so we're going to. I think like you, try and organise a few little trips out.
Days out, yeah.
Emily wants to she wants to go to a waterfall. She wants to go shopping.
Fabulous one in Wales that you can walk behind. That's the one I want to go to.
Tell me all about that one.
It's miles away. It's right down on the moors, you know, right down on...
That's not a day trip, is it, Jill?
No, it's probably 4 hours.
There's Asgar Falls.
And Riada's got a beautiful one, which is 2.5 hours.
Asgar Falls is probably nearer Yorkshire.
It's actually a whole thing on trips, day trips.
Ingleton Falls, that's where I'm thinking. That's
where
nearer.
We used to go when I was a kid.
Yeah, we did that before. That's a good walk as well. So maybe something like that. Yeah. I was looking at flights to Portugal, pricing it up, getting all excited. You could still get... I could have got self-catering for a week, flights for £1,500. But that's how much things cost, Jill.
Oh, Hannah did all of them for 5 days, I think. She's going to Mallorca.
Mm.
And she did it for £800 all-inclusive.
All-inclusive, that's good.
And that's next Sunday she goes, on Easter Sunday.
I probably could. I got us to Mallorca last year for half board, 6 nights, all 4 of us for about £900.
Yeah, have a look. Might get a quick cheeky one.
Maybe, but Alex will kill me. He's a homeboy. He says, I'll stay with Nana and Granddad.
Yeah, do that. Be even cheaper.
Well, no, then I'd cry because he wouldn't want to come.
Oh, is that age though? I didn't go away. My parents refused to take me away after I was 13.
Did they?
I was a bitch. Absolute bitch.
Well, fair. They were right to leave you behind then.
I wanted to wash my hair and I had a bob in those days. I had to look like I was going to a nightclub. And we were only going to the sheepdog trials. And my mum said... What do you think you're doing? Taking 4 hours to get ready in a caravan. But I don't know what I was doing. I just had to be perfect. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, Jill. Have you ever been to therapy?
I had to become a therapist.
Yes, that's true. Heal thyself. I want to. I want a psychic number off you because I can't go to you. As a
psychic number. Yeah. I was going to say
13.
I don't know.
Yeah,
13
is a psychic. Okay, brilliant. Thanks, Jill. I haven't seen a psychic for ages, just to explore.
Oh, I've got a lovely one. Shirley Rose. I'll give you a number.
Okay, lovely. Yeah, because no offence, Jill, you're brilliant, but...
You know people,
you're a bit
very,
too close.
Very
you're a bit too close to
it's impossible to give a...
Yeah.
You know.
So take it as a compliment that I can't come
See
you.
When you're close to people, I'm running out of people I can read for.
That's true. That's
no,
true.
It's actually really
because you collect friends like badges.
Badges of honor.
Andy says exactly the same about me. He says, I think you've got enough friends now. Can you talk? Yeah, but there's
very few friends.
I've got lots of
acquaintances.
I am very blessed friends out there. I have a lot of friends.
But you keep your circle in a set
I've got
way.
Different things I do with different people.
You've got, and you're like different... the Olympic bloody rings. You've got lots of circles.
Got lots of circles. But I go to different depths with different people. You do, don't you?
Well, you have to because some people are very superficial and you find that out later in life, I think.
Well, some people don't want to have spiritual existential conversations.
And
who are these people? Well, they don't listen to this podcast, so that's all right. I can say what I want about them.
Yeah.
And then, No, you have different friends for different things, don't you? And some people
are seasons and reasons.
And some, yeah, and some people are just really good fun, and some people are really good for a one-on-one chat, and some people it might be part of a gang, but you wouldn't necessarily see them on the road, and it's all that kind of stuff going.
Yeah.
And then you have like little friendships that no one really, you're not part of a big group because no one else really, like, you've met them through work or something, and no one else really does that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or other countries, or people from other parts of the world.
International friends. But obviously, you're not doing me psychic reading anyway. That's
okay,
all I'm saying.
That's fine.
But that's no reflection on her ability. She's brilliant. We'll go
with love me psychic
Shirley Rose.
Readings.
Sounds good.
She's very nice. Very.
Don't tell her anything about me.
No, I won't.
She doesn't listen to the
podcast. I don't know her well enough to. Good. I went to make the numbers up for somebody that I know. Mm-hmm. And I always think it's good. It's a bit of market research, see how people work and see what's going on. And
check out the competition.
We looked at each other and she looked straight into my eyes and she said, "You're in depth." She said, "I need to talk to you. We've got lots in common." And we did. We were like two peas in a pod.
Oh, and what's her thing? Is she
same as me. Except she does more medium. She's more of a psychic medium, whereas I use tarot as my medium and people come through with tarot.
She just looks at you or holds your hand and sorts you.
We did cards as well. Yeah. We did some cards, but she wrote down family members and told me about things about each person.
Did she tell you about the future?
It was more about a bit like I would, and just guidance, good guidance.
Oh, she sounds a good egg. Right, I'll go see her.
She is very good, and she's not a charlatan.
Liverpool.
She'll come to you if you get so many people.
Oh, fabulous.
She's a lot more expensive than me, I like to say.
Well, Jenny, we've spoken about your...
incrementally upgrading.
Yeah,
yes,
we've spoken about your prices. So, have we got a theme, Geraldine? We're carrying on.
We're carrying on with our theme.
Sorry.
Because by now you will have done your 5 days.
I hope you have, Abracadabras. We'll be checking.
Yeah, we want to know how you got on and if you've got into your autogenic training mode. So you're relaxing the mind, relaxing it into the new delta. We're going through all the different waves of the brain. So we've done theta. We talked.
It's hard during Easter holidays with a noisy house, I must say that. Wait for the kids to go out if you've got noisemakers in the house.
And it's a lot to do with it can be too silent as well for me because I get my tinnitus. So I have to use my tinnitus to help me.
Do you get tinnitus all the time?
When it's quiet, it's permanent, yeah. But I use it as my universal sound of the frequency of the world. So anybody who does suffer with tinnitus, if you make it your friend.
I get it occasionally, but I think it's my guardian angels now.
Well, that's fine, yeah, because it is. It's frequency.
I don't think it's anything wrong with my ears because I don't have it all the time.
I see it as the sound of the universe. And I just think it's, if you can not let it upset you and annoy you and become its friend.
I get excited when it comes.
Okay. That's better.
Because you got a vibe on a good frequency, Jo.
If you're getting that peace and quiet, you bring
it's like,
tinnitus.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
What have you got to say to me?
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I get it with stroke arm, don't I? I get the same thing.
It's amazing how many people do get stroke arm and goosebumps.
Mad, isn't it?
So
what's the second? What's the second?
Well, day 6 to
level.
10.
Day 6 to 10.
Let's have a look at day 6 to 10. Forgive me for going into my phone.
She's got a Sunday voice on. Forgive me for going into my phone, for I have sinned.
Oh, let's see. A quick reminder. Day 1 to 5 we've done. So you count the next week, chapter 4, the most promising frontier of all. No, action plan, day 1 to 5. Let's go 6 to 10. So of a morning, when you awake, get your pillows comfortable, close your eyes and turn them slightly upwards and count backwards from 50 to 1.
Oh.
So we're not doing 100 this
week.
We're
halving the numbers.
50 to 1. Okay. When you reach the count of 3, say to yourself each time, "I relax this way, I go deeper and faster." Then say, "Positive thoughts bring me all the benefits and the advantages I desire."
Can anyone else hear Jill's stomach?
It's good. It's terrible because I've had oat milk. I've got to give oat milk up now. I'll be running out of things to have.
Oh, you can have almond milk, can't you?
I don't like it.
Just don't have milk.
It's not very good. I always had black coffee, always, for years. And now just have me one cup a day and I'll have to go back to black. I think. Back to Black. Isn't that an album by Amy Winehouse?
Amy Winehouse, an excellent album. It's groundbreaking album. It's a brilliant album.
Right in the middle of my conversation. Yep. We threw something quite just random in, as always.
I go
and I need
back
to make
to
that
Black.
Bigger because I cannot
She
see.
Doesn't sing like that.
So, I've lost.
It's like this thunder.
Yeah. Don't do it now.
No.
It doesn't do it to order. It's going boom, 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 boom. It's called GERD. It's quite interesting. I've read up on it.
I've never heard GERD.
GERD.
I've never heard GERD. About the GERD.
I've lost my place now.
Jill, this isn't seamless broadcasting, is it?
It's not seamless today, folks. I've gone to chapter 13 somehow from chapter 3. Let's get back. So we're on the other side and we're potentially only counting to 50 for the next few days. So we want to get the mind into this beautiful state and start doing the creative visualization. So your morning one is your relaxation.
Mm.
And it's just moving around. And me and PDFs don't go on so well. So when we get our mind into this wonderful state, we can start looking to the other side, which is the other side of the brain, or if you want to see the other side of creativity as heaven or wherever you like to see it, the universe.
Yeah.
See, my right-sided hemisphere to me is open to the universe. So that's where I perceive what comes in through mm-hmm. my crown chakra.
Mm.
You look almost asleep.
No, I'm listening. This is my listening face.
Are you sure?
Yes. Don't know what you're saying, but
you've gone to the other side.
I can hear words. I am a bit.
You're spacey this week. It was like
we're both spacey, aren't we?
Might be this room. It's got a fire lit.
It's yes. It's maybe it's that. I think yeah.
Each time I relax this way, I go deeper and faster. And then you say, positive thoughts bring me all the benefits of advantages that I desire. At the end of that session, count from 1 to 5. And stop at 3 to instruct yourself, when I open my eyes at the count of 5, I will be wide awake, feeling great. At the count of 5, when you open your eyes, say, I am wide awake and I feel great.
Oh.
So it's like setting yourself up for the
day. Positive affirmations for the day.
So during the first afternoons, when you do your afternoon session, you go 1 to 50. During the next 5 afternoons, you will enjoy the process of imagination, seeing less familiar faces, things, places, and mind in your mind's eye. So visualize and just allow your mind to race. I've done this lots of times.
So
lately.
You don't try and control those
visualizations. You just see what comes in. And you visualize imagination is important for clairvoyancy. So that's what I've trained my mind to do, just allow it. And see and literally say what you see when you're doing anything for clairvoyance.
And maybe get a notebook handy to write it down.
Because
you could
down.
Come up with some amazing creative ideas.
Well, my mum was in my creative 1 to 50 this morning.
Who was?
My mum.
Oh.
From the other side. So
what
she's
did she
on
say?
The other side. I was trying to find my way to my old school. It was very strange. And because my old school was in the middle of Bootle and by Walton Prison.
Mm.
When I went there today, I had all these beautiful buildings, like sort of, it might have been how it used to look, almost like Oxford or Cambridge, like big university type buildings.
Yeah.
My school didn't look anything like that. It was built in the 70s.
Yeah.
But we don't know what was on that land before.
Right.
So it could have been beautiful, big, stately homes.
Well, Bootle was a crucial kind of town. And there's lots of
it was
the docks.
Yeah.
Trade.
Yeah.
It was a lot more affluent than it is now.
Absolutely. And the area that...
I'm assuming. I say that like
well,
I know
where
that for
I,
sure.
I'm visualising where my school was, wasn't far from Breeze Hill, so we would have been the top of Bootle, at the very top of the hill.
Is that the poshest bit?
Which would have been castles.
Is there a hill in Bootle?
I'm at the top of the hill here.
Oh, yeah.
So this would have been any hill area when you're in a village or a town would have been outlooks, castles.
That's true.
So going back in time, this was possibly a castle.
Oh, what, your house?
Well, where the church is built was probably some sort of fortress.
Yeah.
Because it's at the top of the hill.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I don't know. I always think of it so flat round here, but you're right.
We have got a hill. Yeah. It's not enough to...
There's a hill in Formby, it's called Formby Hill.
Just the one hill.
Well, it's not actually a hill. What it is it's where the road has been built as a hill over the railway line.
Oh, I know.
So it's a bridge, really. It's called Formby Bridge, but everyone calls it Formby Hill.
It's the only place you can get out of breath because there's nowhere to really go running with hills, which is really good for your cardiovascular system.
But I enjoy the flat.
Well, I do. It's a bit like Holland.
I don't like a hill.
No, I get out of breath.
I do. But I could go, I could walk for miles.
On the flat.
And I can dance for ages. It's just walking up hills a nightmare.
What's with the hill thing? Because we're both the same.
Oh, interesting. I don't know, but I get really cross when people make me walk up hills.
Well, I did the big hill walk when I was on retreat and I felt amazing when I'd done it, but I did possibly think I'd need an air ambulance.
I've got a vague memory of agreeing at this funeral on Thursday to go on the next Bootle Walking Club hill walk.
Yeah,
and they do 14 mile.
Mountains.
I know. Why did I do that? Now I'm reflecting.
I think you're going to have to back out.
I could do. They go in a minibus, then they go to the pub afterwards. So I could do the pub bit.
I'd hide under the
I
seat.
Could go in
the
minibus and then sit on the minibus for seven hours. Wait for them and then do the pub bit.
Yeah, you could do a good crossword in 7 hours.
I could be base camp, couldn't I?
Soup,
hot chocolate. I could take marshmallows. If I took marshmallows, everyone would forgive me, wouldn't they?
I don't even think they'd have to
Wouldn't be asked.
No.
And I'd be great company on the minibus. Right, I'm going to
drive the minibus.
I will send a robust email.
Backing out.
Politely declining.
That's the better way of putting it.
Politely declining.
After reflection without alcohol, I've decided I'm not capable.
The things you agree to at funerals. They're very emotional.
Well, my funeral I went to the other week was my old guitar teacher from school, my hero from the 70s.
Aww.
And he was such an amazing man.
Not Gary Glitter then. Gary Glitter wasn't your hero.
No, Gary wasn't in those days, but Mr. Johnson was, and he was such an amazing... There was pupils there. He was a teacher for over 50 years.
Aww.
He was still teaching in his 70s.
Aww.
He is such an amazing man. And he taught me all my modern songs of the day, the Beatles.
Yep.
He taught me Crosby, Stills and Nash. He taught me all the music I still listen to today.
Aww.
Such a hero he was.
Aww.
So we had
Was there music at the funeral?
His daughter sang Dance With My Father again.
Oh, God.
Finished me. I couldn't hold myself together.
No, there's no coming back from
that. No, there was no coming back from that. And it was such a beautiful memory of an amazing man.
Oh, Jill.
I know. Very, very special. And when we opened Imagine, I actually did an epitaph for him because I was so...
Did you?
I did. I put a big part of my childhood was him on the website.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that you'd been to a funeral till he said. Oh.
I know. But do you know what? We made it very special and it was a reunion. There was people I'd not seen since infant school.
Oh, my God. How did you recognise
me?
Shut up.
Honestly. Came up and said, Geraldine. I was like,
Geraldine Barnett, Mary Egan.
Yeah, how are you?
Everyone talked in Irish accent in the 70s.
We did.
Absolutely everyone in the 70s talked like this.
And I honestly didn't recognise the tall, very thin gentleman.
Did you remember their names when they...
I remembered the family and I did say the wrong name, but I got the right family, which was quite good,
great.
I thought.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
I went in the car with my old friend Jan and Jonathan, who was in our school, and we'd all gone on holiday and stuff, and we just reminisced. It was very, very emotional and beautiful.
But
we
in a good way, day. Yeah.
And Jan, my lovely friend Jan, who will be listening because she does, and she was bigging us up. Thanks, Jan.
Get in, Jan. If every
podcast.
One of you abracadabras could tell, I said this before, 10 other people.
I know, it'd be important, wouldn't it?
Well, I think...
How many would that spread it with at least
10
listeners?
7 million. 7 million. We'd have 10 then. No. We'd have 7 million, yeah.
7 million.
That would send us viral, yeah.
Viral?
Yeah.
Send us to the moon.
I think you're already viral. Oh, look, it's the cat at the window.
Hello, Etty.
Oh, Etty. That was so cute.
Because the back door must be shut.
Yeah. Gail's been a cruel cat mom.
I left it open.
Oh, look, she's literally saying, let
goodness.
Me in.
We need a photograph because it's so cute, that. We'll put a photograph.
Next time she comes,
Etty.
Let me get my camera up.
Looking very sad in a rainy window.
I need to take a picture of us anyway. She's really, she's fuming.
She is fuming because she's soaked.
Absolutely fuming. Gail, let's take a little picture. Hello.
Good morning.
There's Etty. Hang on. Don't move, Etty. Hang on. Etty. She's gone.
Oh, she's coming around the window.
Etty. I'm trying to see. This isn't very good broadcasting.
It's cute, though.
Hang on. That's it. There, she's like fuming. Look at her fuming. Right, I'll put that on Instagram. Etty, absolutely fuming at me. Yeah, we better finish recording soon because we've got five fuming cats. My guinea pigs are thrilled today. Yeah. Four guinea pigs. No, we've got three very happy guinea pigs in the house today because we haven't put them out in the rain and the wind.
I know, it's not very nice out, is it?
And Emily bought them there was half price in our local pet shop, Shop Local Gang. Christmas products, pets, Christmas. So there was like a guinea pig cushion shaped like a Christmas pudding for $3.99. So we got that. So they're sitting on that in the
Do they know it's Christmas time?
Do they? No, they don't. No, they don't. But I think it's comfy. They keep pissing on it. So they like it.
They're happy.
They're happy, yeah. And I've got to go and, yeah, check that there's no, well, there's a damaged mirror when I get home, isn't
glory,
there?
Oh, glory, yeah.
So I need to, does damage do cracked
7
mirrors?
Years bad luck.
Is it really?
But it'd be
for the person who cracks
person's
it?
Person's head, yeah, it fell.
Not, wasn't me, so it's fine.
There's somebody coming in the door.
So it wasn't
might
me.
Be Etty.
Rich might be letting me. So, anything to set homework wise for next week?
Just your visualization, yeah. Creativity. If you haven't downloaded the Silver Method, I would recommend it.
Get your colouring pens out. Do a visual representation for
there's lots going on with the Silver Method. Here's a cat.
Oh, hello, Etty. Not
hello,
so fuming
darling.
Now, are you?
Hello, yeah,
she's like, who do you think you are?
She's shouting. Oh, can you hear her? Hello,
is she telling us off?
She's saying, what do you think you're doing, leaving me out in the rain?
Etty, she does look like she's fuming.
Come on.
Etty, look this way. Oh, she's come to
she's
see
come
me.
Up for a cuddle with Rach.
She's come to see me. Hello,
she's
going to
sit on the podcast machine now.
Yes, she is. Yeah, Etty, look this way. No, this isn't good broadcasting. yeah,
all,
we'll put that on
all
Instagram.
All visual today.
Yeah, it was just us going, Etty, Etty. Absolutely.
Etty the
Yeti. So you'll have had your week off. I've got a week off to recoup. I'm going to do some outdoor stuff and some creative stuff.
Brilliant. Creative. I've been doing lots of meditation. I think whenever I've got extra time, I always extra meditate.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel good.
Writing. I'm going to finish writing two songs over Easter.
Oh, fab. I'm going to record a Red
Room
Club
wet.
Song.
You're going to... Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've decided to do a cover of something. I haven't decided.
And do you know what else?
Yet.
I tell you what, both learn this. It's dead easy chords because I've started learning it the other day. I Am Light, India RE.
Okay.
Learn
that'd
that
be
as
a nice
well.
One. We will do a week where we just get the guitar out and bore everyone with us being two hippie singers.
We should do, actually. Yeah. I'm sure we could actually plug the guitar.
We have been asked by Happy Dave.
We have had a request from one of our Australian abracadabras.
Australian?
No, he's a Scouser, but he lives in Australia. Sorry to all the Australians. We'll do that. Mm-hmm. We'll do I Am Light, because that's witchy.
I Am Light.
We'll do I Am Light.
I Am My Mother's Savage Daughter. That's my favourite one. Rachel's actually
is that a song?
Stunned.
She's reading, I Am My Mother's Savage Daughter.
Yes.
Like, who, what?
I Am My Mother's Savage Daughter. You must know that song.
Nope.
Oh my
nope.
goodness, I nope. must teach you that one.
Okay, that'll be on the repertoire. That'll be on the next album.
The Witch's Repertoire.
My Mates a Witch, the album.
Worrying, isn't it?
Who knows where this could lead? Well, you know us, we don't plan... We're open to the universe, to any creative opportunities it throws at us.
Absolutely, and if we can make an album,
don't press off,
we?
Etty. Etty is
sitting
crawling
on the
all over the podcast recording equipment,
hello,
audio interface, whatever you want to call it. we'll have a lovely rest of your time off, and then I will tag team you and take some time off. We'll have to organise some recording as well. While I'm off.
It sounds good to me.
Sounds
yes.
good to me too. Yes. Well, everyone enjoy Easter. I hope you get lots of. Chocolate.
Would you like to be in our choir for the album?
Oh, I've got someone interesting for the podcast.
Ooh,
she is. She's. Hang on. Well, I'll let her say, she's done lots of reading of ancient scriptures, and she's sort of into one creator kind of theory, but. I don't know what that means, but that's what she told me. I said, let's have you on the podcast because you sound interesting.
She sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So we're going to have her on.
Has she got a name?
Lol.
Lol.
You know Lol.
Laughing out loud.
Yes. Lorraine. Lol. Yeah.
Sorry.
You're so down with the kids. You're so down with the kids. Do you know what, Jill? Speaking of down with the kids, a kid said to me the other day, oh, I miss you eight. Do Do you know what that means?
Eight? Had your
miss
dinner?
You eight. Or you go 4+4. You 4+4. Do you know what it means?
Haven't.
It means you're fucking brilliant.
Oh, didn't have it.
Eight fucking means you're slaying it. You're brilliant. Miss you eight, they say.
Oh, number eight.
No, well, no, or it's ATE. But because the number eight is 4+4, that you can also say.
Jeez, that's just a bit complex, that, isn't
yeah.
it?
But I'm eight, apparently.
Eight?
It means I'm brilliant. That's all you need to know.
I'll go with eight.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my update. I'm down with the kids. lovely. This is fabulous. I'm still energetic.
This is fabulous.
This is fabulous. I'm still trying to energetically manifest lots of wealth.
Oh, well, so that's ongoing.
Good luck with
Ooh,
that.
I had a vision of number 17 and I got a thing from that phone call in the day, you know, with the radio station.
Where, what radio station? What was that you doing?
Where you're sending you and you can... They'll phone you up in the afternoon and you have to say, make me a winner thing.
Oh, yeah, you're always entering them, aren't
well,
you?
Every now and again, I'll get an urge and I did make me a winner. I'd had this 17 and then as I came out of meditation, that was the first email I opened and it was 178. And I thought, 17's in that number, I'll phone. And I had somebody in, I had a lady in for treatment. I couldn't concentrate. And I kept saying to her, if my phone goes, I'm really sorry, I'm going to have to pick it up. And it didn't.
What was the prize?
178,000.
The punchline is it didn't.
It didn't. I didn't win it, but it was still.
That would have been nice. You could have given the woman a treatment for free, wouldn't you?
Well,
for being distracted.
That, I would have ran away and left her there.
Yeah. Sorry, love. I'm off.
I'm off on a jet plane to somewhere warm.
Yeah. So that's still going on.
We will be manifesting bigger and better.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got method. my eye on this house in Wales now.
Well, you better get the silver method up and running.
I will do. All over it. Anyway, have a nice Easter, everybody. Jell, hopefully.
Next Easter. This goes out after Easter.
Good. I mean, when I say hope Easter, I mean nice Easter holidays. Easter. For everyone who's off
past
with the kids.
Tense.
Yeah. Geraldine, have a lovely, lovely week. To listen
and
to you next.
And yourself, my hopefully, darling Rachel. Relax.
Hopefully your concussion will subside by
the
then.
Concussion?
Yeah. Concussed. Good luck with that. And good luck, Rich, coping with her. Right, till next time. Bye, Geraldine. You have been listening to
Rich.
My Mate's a Witch.